Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. Hesitate in the presence of my adversaries. Negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, bored up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. I think what we got to do is a test. Whoops.
What kind of a test?
Yes, I better. Spelling and grammar.
Spelling and grammar test?
It does. And hate is the right word. I hated those tests. I was an equal opportunity hater. I hated all of it. Until I got to Spanish class. My Spanish teacher was so good that I was actually able to learn English.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that an interesting statement?
It is.
My Spanish teacher was so good, and he really was. He was good. He made it fun, and he knew his stuff. He just knew it. He could teach Spanish, and he could teach French, and he could teach English. And had actually lived in Spain and France for a year each.
Wow.
to become proficient in the language. And he was an amazing, very amazing man. And we had a blast with him. So it didn't matter what romantic language you took. He was the man.
Spanish considered one of the romantic languages?
Oh, yes. It's
really?
Very romantic. Don't you feel romantic just saying the word?
No, not so much, but...
Here we go. The Holy Spirit in our daily lives. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Waiting with great anticipation.
Anticipation is making me wait. There's a notification already.
See it, I see it.
It don't matter, Facebook. I win, you lose.
And there you are.
I went to the paint store to get thinner, and it didn't work.
Send it back, definitely. That's too funny.
For those of you that didn't hear that, I'll say it again. I went to the paint store to get thinner, and it didn't work. Kathy Angaroni's with us tonight.
Hi, Kathy. We just love it when your name pops in.
Peace, love, and brotherhood, my sisterhood. No, wait. I want to make sure everybody gets that one. That's so good. I went to the paint store to get thinner, and I didn't. It's just some nights that's funny. And then there's other nights it's like, oh, really? Did you really just laugh at that? Yeah, I did.
I thought it was hilarious myself.
Kathy? Don't worry about it. It's real deep and philosophical. You sort of have to be philosophically inclined. Wait. You don't have to be philosophically inclined. You just got to be inclined to get that one. What was that other really good one I heard the other day? It was really funny. It was really funny. Oh, that's that, Jesus walked on water. Cucumbers are 97% water. I can walk on cucumbers. So I'm 90%, like 97% Jesus.
There you go. I didn't know cucumbers are pretty slippery, you know. You might not be able to.
Yeah, but Pastor, it's that last 3% that makes all the difference in the world. Climb down out of the boat, sir. Climb down out of the boat. Don't you wish that the Holy Spirit would have put all the humorous moments of the book of Acts in the book of Acts? I wish they was. I wish all the humor moments of Peter, James, John, and Andrew were in the Bible. Because them boys had some stuff going. You know, Peter and Andrew are brothers. James and John are brothers. Two sets of brothers trying to get the same thing accomplished with just a slight amount of competition.
Yeah.
And the cool thing to remember in this, in the kingdom is there's no competition in the kingdom.
There's not supposed to be.
Now, for those of you that are wondering about the beautiful Shekinah glory that keeps sparkling on my face, it's actually the North Dakota sun.
It is. And it is beautiful. You don't need to see the anymore. I think it looks kind of cool myself. Do you like it? Should we leave it? It does give it
it does.
Not sure that's something we should be trying to fake, but it's nice.
You know, it's like having smoke in church. I mean, you know, I understand, but the smoke came in because the presence of God came in. Don't fake his presence. Because I got a word for you. When you try to fake his presence, it goes farther away. You thought it was my halo.
That was your what?
My halo.
Oh.
Yep, that's what it is. That is exactly what it is. Is my halo. So tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit in your daily lives. And we're going to go to John chapter 14, John chapter 15, John chapter 16. And we're going to use that as our launching pad. But there's so many places that the Holy Spirit is in our daily lives that it's amazing. That's amazing. And the reality is, the more you get, the more you want.
Yes.
And listen, here's the next thing. The more you get, the more you see, there's a whole lot more I can have. Mm-hmm. I just got to do the... Just got to do the work of resting in him to get it. Pastor, how in the world do you do the work of resting in him? Well, that's what the book of Hebrews tells us we should do. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome, 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 welcome.
I don't see her.
It's good to have you with us here, ma'am.
Hello, fellas. It is so good to have you here.
Phyllis sent me a really good one this afternoon. When explaining Jesus to the children, we must be sure that we're playing. Because the one little girl went home and said, and her mom and dad said, "What'd you learn at school today?" I said, "Well, I learned that Jesus' name is Harold."
Harold?
Our Father who art in Harold in heaven, Harold is your name. But come on, that's kids. That's kids. Forever when I was a kid, for a long time, he would sing that song in our church, "Up from the grave
he arose
yeah, with a mighty triumph in his toes."
So that's funny. Is that the song that your mom said you used to stand on your toes when you would sing it? She said you would sing so hard you would stand on your little toes.
He had a lot of triumph in them toes. Actually, the word was "with a mighty triumph o'er his foes." He arose victorious for the dark domain. Now, I never could figure out all the oars that were there. Why were they talking about oars? That's what I used in the house to make Dad's boat go back and forth. Those are the joys of growing up in the kingdom of God and in the church.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank God. Thank God I grew up in the church. I faced a lot of stuff. I went through a lot of stuff. I had a lot of religion to get over, but I got a word for you. It doesn't matter whether you got a lot of sinful flesh to get over or a lot of religion to get over. It don't matter what you got to get over. God's the getting over God.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
And all we got to do is trust him. I'm going to have to deal. Oh, look how glorious. See, look how bright the glory is now. Woo! And in the matter of just saying, Jesus. I sent that message to over 60 people, and you were the first one to respond. Well, you know that word herald is kind of hidden in there, and some people might not see it, but I know some heralds. Actually know quite a few heralds. And anyways, glory be to God. We're glad to have you with us tonight. It's going to be a good night studying in God's word.
Amen.
There is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. It follows you, follows me, follows us. And he walks with us and talks with us. And, you know, today at the noon prayer, it was so good. We just, all of a sudden, the glory of God just moved in the room. And he moved on me to worship. And we just worshiped. We just sang and worshiped. It's a good program to remember. We just sang and worshiped. And his presence was amazing. His presence is, well, not was, his presence is amazing. And any time that you and I will set aside his presence, set aside our life and ourselves, and just say, Lord, I just want to be with you. His presence comes in, and it's in that presence that we have fullness of joy and life forevermore. You know, during the program this morning, Sister Kathy shared that her mom got the report from the oncologist. You beat the odds. Cancer free. Cancer free. Thank God for that. So, here we go. We got stuff happening. Hey, watch this. We went today and fixed this problem. So now we got tunes and volume that you can hear. Oh, that's a really good song.
You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Good song.
Yes,
good song, good song, good song, good song. Well, you know, we said it this morning. Remember what Jesus said to the woman at the well. That the Father is seeking worshipers. Not to worship. When you worship him and his presence comes in the room, it's because your heart, your mind, your understanding is focused in on him, between you and him. Many times you will hear me change the scripture, the tense of the pronouns in the verses of scripture we use so that it makes it personal. Let's stop reading about a God who's out there. And let's start reading like he's sitting right across the table from us. Now back, what's it been? A couple, 6 months maybe? We're here in the house talking to him. And God, Father said to Sister Leanne, why are you talking as if I'm not in the room with you?
Yeah.
Becca Chapman's here. Mm-hmm. Welcome. Well, hey, we haven't asked anybody what they had for supper. Mm-hmm. I'll start it out. I had fried chicken, tater salad, fresh cucumbers, cherries. Do I have anything else? And a handful of milk duds. Woo! So what did you have for supper? Thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God for good food, good eats, good God. There it is. Sorry, I messaged you while I messaged you. Don't you love Siri? Hey, don't worry about it, Tisha. I listened to you while I was listening to you. It's all right. I was over there on Messenger looking for something anyways, and it popped in. I'm like, well, hey, check it out. I don't get to answer this very much. And I never even missed a beat. Nobody here knew I was even gone. You know how it is. I was texting with Dr. Barkley today. He was talk texting while I was driving. God bless Siri. My typing while I'm overthinking. Yeah, hey, Dan Cottle's with us tonight. So everybody's supposed to be typing in what you had for supper, because I had fried chicken, tater salad, cucumbers, and milk duds with coffee. It was absolutely amazing. All the feud groups are there. Cheese, chicken, wait, cheese, not cheese, chicken, chocolate, caramel, right?
And coffee.
Chicken, chocolate, caramel, coffee, the four food groups.
You didn't eat yet, Tish?
And on some days, Cheetos.
You need to eat something so you can tell us about it.
And sometimes Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Yeah, we love you too, Rebecca Chapman. You got the whole family with you tonight, or just sitting out on the porch by yourself? I noticed how a lot of people put your name first, like Julianne and Sam.
Are you ready for YouTube? I'm ready for YouTube whenever you're ready to YouTube.
YouTube has actually been awake for 6 minutes and 59 seconds.
Really? No one told me.
I know. Sunday Geyser told you. Oh, Sunday had baked chicken and salad. Ooh. Sunday Geyser comes in with chicken and the salad.
It must have been a chicken night. How many other people had chicken?
The four food groups got the twins, Ash, and the hubby. All right. Yes, there's four food groups. Unless some nights you want five, so it's venison steak and green beans. I'm going to Dan's house. What did I do? Oh, gee. I'll bring my cucumbers and potato salad, Dan. Chicken and what was it? Chicken and coffee and
chocolate
and caramel. And then a good night when you want food groups, you add Cheetos.
Or cheese.
Well, Cheetos have cheese, so it's better when you just use Cheetos. That way you don't have to have six food groups.
There's logic.
How many food groups do you have? It depends how many things start with CH. Might have pasta salad and cupcakes. Fish. Sandwiches, fries, and the son-in-law. Oh, the son-in-law brought pizza. Man, fixed the son-in-law over there. It's a bad day in West Virginia. Somebody watch out. Well, we're going to have a good time tonight. Don't forget, come on over and don't forget the milk duds. Milk duds are a standard out here. scenes. I mean, you can find them in stores in Michigan, but...
Pastor is convinced they're a dietary supplement, so... He takes them 3 times a day. Several.
I keep them close by. See, it says, candy made with chocolate and caramel. All five food groups are there. See, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that show you the food groups. Tisha prefers Whoppers. Well, all right, I got some of them too. Oh, my. You know what? It just helps to be us and be real. So you said you got a testimony, Tisha. Are you sharing it with us? Or are you just telling us you have a testimony? Bless you, Sunday Geyser.
Will you be calling to Blog Talk and tell us about it?
Yeah. Blog Talk might even work. Matter of fact, somebody needs to call into Blog Talk tonight and make sure this thing is working so that, because as of yet, we don't know. Brother Mike Tony, call in on Blog Talk. Roger, I need the bongo drums, if you can't tell.
Salad in a cupcake. Am I in the leg?
Yes, you are. Pretty bad, but it's not too bad. I had so much for lunch today that it took me 6 hours to nibble it away. Chef salad, butter beans, sausage, and cornbread. I don't think I'm going to eat any supper. Well, the West Virginia four food groups. Meat, potatoes, bread, and depending, moonshine or sweet tea. And if it starts with meat, potatoes, and moonshine, it might only be three food groups, because that might be it. Posting it today at lunch. God is doing a thing. And the only way it ever stops is you and I get our hands in the middle of it. Start taking it in our own control. It ain't worth that, man. God told Moses to strike the rock the first time. So that's what he did. Took that big old stick over there. Whack. Struck that rock and out come the water. Wouldn't you love to see that? You know, is there a hole in the rock or something? Wait, we're feeding 6 million people. Was there a hole in the rock this big? Or was it just a rock that just started in water? It's interesting.
Were they all standing in there looking at and then all of a sudden they started running and it was coming out like a gusher.
When you start thinking about having enough water for 6 million people plus livestock, there was a time once we figured out on an average basis how much water that would be based on a human needs a gallon apiece. Uh-huh. And a cow needs, you know, like 15 gallons apiece. And, you know, a horse needs 10, 12 gallons apiece. So we finished it one time. I don't remember what it was. I got it written down somewhere. But that's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And I was in the gym tonight and I said, now, I have really good speed tonight, guys.
I was just going to ask you.
I got really good speed. So it's not on our end, I don't believe. Let me check one thing. I asked a church one night. I'm like, you know, when we talk about the water coming from the rock, what size rock do you picture it? Now, everybody's got a different picture in their mind, and it's not that any of them is necessarily wrong. So that's a scary thought right there. Now, geez, help me. Anyways, so I asked. I said, so everybody just say, raise your hand and I'll call on you. So one person said, well, I always thought it was a rock, about that big. I said, can you imagine that rock producing enough water to feed 6 million people and all their livestock? They're like, wow. Kathy and anybody else that's listening, sometimes the thing you have to do if your internet is acting up is turn your router off, unplug it for a whole minute, and then plug the router back in. What's that do? It lets it reset everything in the inside of it. And that helps you on your end keep everything. And that's just something that's wise to do. You get so much data travel now that that's something that's wise to do. It's like if you're on a computer, I turn my computer off every night now. I never used to. I turn my cell phone off every day now just because so much going on with it that it takes it back to zero and you start a whole new cache, and that really helps you. But so then another person said, well, I don't know. It was just oozed up out of the gravel, which is good. You know, everybody's got a thought that they – but my picture was the side of a granite mountain.
Yeah, me too.
He smacked the side of a mountain. But here's the thing. How did it come out? Was there a hole or did it make a hole? And there's my next question. When Moses struck it, did he get soaked?
Yeah, that's what I said. Everybody's probably standing there watching and waiting, and all of a sudden realize this.
Moses, swack, Moses hits it, and then he's watching. Whoa! It's a good question. You're not going to go to heaven or hell believing either way, but it's one of those thoughts. But I want you to get this picture now. The next time they needed water, what did God say? God said to Moses, speak to the rock. He didn't say strike the rock. He said speak to it. Now, it's one thing if you walk up there with your stick and swat it, and to stand there and look at that rock and say, flow water and wait. Moses, it doesn't say Moses didn't have faith. It said Moses was so angry at the people that he struck the rock, said, you wicked, rebellious people, and God judged him. And because of it, he didn't get to enter into the Canaan land. So I have my statement to you. When you first start believing and things start opening, you might strike the rock, but thoroughly encourage you to expect God to at some point say to you, more rock striking. It's time to speak to that rock. It's like right now in America. What are we going to do? Kill our brothers and sisters in our street, trying to rid ourselves of socialism and communism? We don't want that. America's never had that kind of battle in our streets in what, almost 200 years? Almost 200 years. Well, not almost, but, you know, close. But, well, it's kind of close. Depends on how big kind of is. No, see, our challenge now is don't strike the rock. Speak to it. Heard for you on that. If you thought coming to God and learning the basic foundation of the church was something, wait till you sit where till he says to you, speak to that rock, and you do, and nothing happens. And then you go back to him and say, Lord, and he says, speak to the rock. I did. I know. Speak again. And you go back and stand in front of that rock, and you say, flow, water. And it's like the rock goes, nah, 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 and you're like, flow, water. Water, flow. Water is flowing now. Flow, water. I bind lack of flow. I loose flow. In the name of Jesus, flow. And the rocks stand there and look at you. And you go back to God just a little bit ticked. I spoke to that rock and nothing happened. Are you calling me a liar, son? Oh, well, you know, time out. To see, here's the thing about Bob. He's serious about our growth and development.
Yes.
The worst thing you can do when you're trying to grow and develop you and God's got you against the wall saying, move that wall, the worst thing you can do is attack other people. Don't do it. Or God, man, don't ever attack God. But don't ever attack people. Get off the attack. What's wrong with you guys? And what do you do? Moses did not get to go in and enjoy the promised land. Can you imagine? He would have entered in at 120. And he would have been conquering at 120 years old.
Oh, yeah.
How awesome would that have been for story? But God is God. God's a God of justice. I said, speak, you should strike. Here we go. Let's read this testimony. Trey had laid cement on the side of a church when it was bright and sunny. The cement hadn't fully hardened yet. When the when the sky started getting cloudy and everything looked like rain, when I left, I began to pray. Ooh, long story. God, I don't care where it rains because we need it, but please don't let it rain on the church. Trey worked hard and doesn't need to lose an entire day. I trust you to save his work. Trey called me and told me it poured everywhere around the block. Don't you love it? But only for a few minutes and only barely rained in the area of the church. Hours later, giving the cement time to dry. Glory be God. Now, some of you weren't here earlier in the beginning, but Sister Kathy Angaroni gave us a testimony at noon today that her mom is cancer-free. What do you call that?
Beat all the odds.
Yeah, what do you call that? What was his name?
The oncologist.
I wanted to sound The oncologist said, you beat all the odds. Wait, that was like... Wasn't that like brain cancer?
I think it was all over with me, yeah. I don't know. The first I remember...
Somebody say, glory be to God.
Glory be to
God. See, that's an infallible proof that Tisha just said. Felicia, I'm in fight mode. I am too. I'm in fight...
About what?
Felicia Eicher said, I'm in fight mode. So I said, I am too. I love a good fight. And Felicia, we fight and win.
Amen.
The devil is a liar and a loser. And he does not win. And I declare every account around it is shut down. What I say. I declare all communication ceases everywhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotta shut the window down. Because the side of my head keeps glowing.
You were talking about Moses.
Moses. Moses and glowing. We fight and win. We fight and win. People get to make their own decisions about their life. And that's very true. But it doesn't change you and I from fighting and winning. And we never surrender. Don't surrender. And some of your prayers, well, actually, when you pray them, people's lives will go to absolute pieces. Don't pray for people's lives to go to pieces. Pray for God to have mercy. But God's mercy, they hit that wall and say, that seems like a wall. Mm-hmm. Now what? I'm talking to God. And only God knows that. And for you and I to pray hellfire and brimstone on people, that means you're the judge, and ain't one of us the judge. You can't judge and with that much righteous of judgment, unless, of course, God has assigned you, you've been in prayer, you've spent family time in the word time, and God says, pray this, well, then pray it. But I'm going to tell you right now, you better be really careful with that one, because how you judge somebody else, you will be judged in the exact same manner. And that ain't a good thing. Let me introduce you to Southern Hospice. You must have a big, big pitcher of iced tea. Is that what it is you said, Felicia? You got a big, tall pitcher of iced tea.
Yeah.
The glasses are already filled with ice. And I ain't seen all the words coming to my mind right now. Hallelujah. Harry Houdini is looking wonderful today. All right. No more seizures for Harry Houdini.
Amen.
Well, we have not only talked away our 30 minutes, we've done talked away 45 minutes.
We had a good time doing
it. It's good talk. It's good talk. And we enjoy, you know, one guy said, Pastor, do you realize that we get about 4 sermons every time we come here? I know. It don't matter. I love the word. How about you? I love the word. We'll not back off. We'll not be ashamed. We'll not be afraid. I ain't afraid of nobody. I ain't afraid of no devil, and I ain't afraid of no ghost. Amen. Now, so back to Moses and the rock. You got to realize, somebody just do some real quick math with your calculator. All right? Get a calculator. Because a human's got to have at least a gallon of water a day, right? Probably 2 gallons because they're in the desert. Right? So there's 6 million. That means 12 million gallons of water just for the humans. That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And you know how often women flush the toilet, so there's a whole lot more of water.
And then there's the bath every night.
Yeah, and the shower, you stand in the shower and just let it run. But wait, I mean, think about that. If every home, so out of 6 million, let's say you had a million homes, that's a million horses. Everybody's got a horse or a donkey or a cow or some sheep. How many of y'all catching on? When Moses struck the rock, a whole lot of water came out of that rock. A whole lot of water. And when you think about how big that entourage was moving across the desert, it's as many people as live in the greater Chicago area right now. The metropolitan Chicago area is 16 people. And that's how many people. And all their dogs and cats and chickens and chickadees and everything else. That's how many people left Egypt. And they're walking across the desert. Can you imagine these kings seeing them coming? My Lord, we have just been overtaken.
Yeah.
The thief comes in the night to steal, kill, and destroy. That's been running through my head. I went to leave one moment, and your face popped into my mind, and I stopped. Well, the whole point of talking about the rock and Moses is don't strike the rock, speak to it. And
God tells you to strike.
Well, right. If he tells you strike, strike. If he tells you no more striking, then you got to go ahead and go in the other zone. Because the other zone is the faith zone. And Paul said that the children of Israel had the same kind of faith we had, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. It's not the message. This isn't the message. This is just you and I hanging out for a whole hour tonight. A whole hour. And just talking, having a good time, talking about sweet tea, southern food, whooping on some dumb folks, and
drinking moonshine,
eating fried chicken, venison. Hallelujah. Did anybody bring strawberries and shortcake? It's June, so it's time for strawberry shortcake.
Oh, my goodness. My dad showed me pictures of his strawberries yesterday. They're huge.
Really?
He had you in San Clemente over some strawberry shortcake.
All right. It is time to get started. Are you ready?
I am.
This whole time, guys, I've been trying to get Leanne ready. I don't know what takes so long tonight. You know how it is. Always standing around waiting on a woman.
You have such a hard time keeping my focus.
Hallelujah. We have five dogs and two cats. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Gotta love this group. This is one of the most different nights we've had so far, but a good one. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to rise. We're going to honor the troops like we always do. Pray for America, and we'll get ourselves started here tonight in Jesus' name. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today may bear the scars of battle in their spirit, in their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of everyone who stood alongside of them may be serving today. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 people fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. Now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night that flies from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet. And now, let's pray for the United States of America. God and Father of every one of these brave warriors that are with us tonight, we give you glory and honor and praise for who you are and what you are doing. Lord, on this day, we say it again tonight. God bless America. God bless America. On this night tonight, we say, may God bless all of our men and women serving, wherever they may be around the world. May God bless America today. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Forgive us of our sin and heal our land. Forgive all of the wicked violence that's gone on this great land against the babies in abortions. Forgive, have mercy on every child that's been kidnapped and put into sex slavery. Pour out your vengeance on wicked men and women who have committed such a horrible atrocity. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Our sin of listening to the Israelites, listening to the wickedness that comes from around the world as if it's something that we should believe. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our land. We're not sinning. Uncle Sam's not sinning. Lady Liberty's not sinning. Just the folks that have thought they got themselves into a political position. Thank you, Lord, that you do not hold the innocent guilty because of the wicked. And they bear their own sin and iniquity on their own head, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Pour out your wrath on your enemies, sir. I pray for every one of these wicked politicians that are trying to destroy the United States of America, all of this wickedness from the CDC. Pour out your wrath, Lord. Get them all born again and change their lives like you did the Apostle Paul when you showed up on the road to Damascus. But we declare tonight, against America, stop now, and the judgment of God is poured out on those who are wicked and abominable and those who are continually going the wrong way on purpose, not even sleep until somebody's life is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, pour out your vengeance and compassion. We pray for the innocent that's around them. May the eyes of their understanding be flooded with the lightning, and they just all of a sudden look at them and say, I have got to get away from this person. I am not staying here another day. And we speak this right now across America. May the church grab a hold of this same thought and just declare our faith in you. We're ministers of reconciliation. We're ambassadors, kingdom representatives of heaven. We are the sons and daughters of Almighty God with an inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible, and we stand as heirs of God of this great earth and say, not here, not now, not never, in the mighty name of Jesus will you destroy another thing about this great name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, that all of us are gathered together in unity and are standing in faith to see your work done on this earth. Right here, community of faith, and wherever it is you send us around the world, here we are, send us. We hook our faith into that international prayer network. And we declare right now in the name of Jesus, life in the network. We reach up and receive life ourselves, and we declare life and life more abundantly to this great nation. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout, amen, hallelujah.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen. Bless the fivefold ministry to be strong. Bless the body and all of us, Jesus, to be connected to you, the head, with no schism in the body, no fear, no destruction, just marching rank and file like we are, walking with you, walking in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We pray this right now in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver every one of us. Say it with me. Deliver me, Lord, from the foolish and ignorant men or women that are trying to destroy me. And they're trying to destroy you. And we stand in faith and we thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we get to be bold as a lion. And that's the greatest boldness of that is just love. We get to love people. And look at that glory, hallelujah, we love you. We do love you. And thank you, Father, that all over this nation tonight, men and women of God, men and women of patriotism, may every patriotic event that's going on start with prayer, end with the prayer and the pledge, and deliver us, Lord, from the wickedness of this day in the mighty name of Jesus. As David said, may they wear their wickedness like a cloak.
Yeah.
May it wrap around them like a belt. May they fall down and be eaten up with worms because they refuse to turn away from sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Now, we bless the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. We bless the Secret Service. We bless the Special Forces. We bless all of our police forces, volunteers, rescue workers. In the name of Jesus, bless them tonight in every way. Lord, right now tonight, you're telling me to bless our truck drivers all over this nation. The men and women that go out there and keep this country moving. Bless them. Bless Brother James while he's driving. Brother Dan while he's driving. Brother Ken while he's driving. Brother Jeremy while he's driving. Brother Dave while he's driving. Brother James while he's driving. Brother Dave while he's driving. We got a lot of truckers here. Brother Al while he's out driving the tractor. Thank you, Father, for your blessing on this great United States of America. And the great blessing of God that comes upon us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, bring everyone in the CDC to justice publicly. Everyone. Bring justice. May they be afraid of America from now till the end times. Because we stand up and say, no, you don't. And you get to swing from the branches. Because we ain't playing your nonsense no more. The mighty name of Jesus, the mighty name of Jesus. And now we're going to go to the, yes, the declaration against the ism. Yeah, bless the farmers and the ranchers. Thank you. That's good, Becca. Bless all of our factory workers that make our cars and our stuff. May every ship come to us that is something we can produce. May they get stuck in their harbor and not get out. May their engines fail right where they are. And we, the American people, rise up and make and grow exactly what it is we need right here in this nation. Every wicked man or woman who's got their name and they've got a big monopoly on our industry, in the mighty name of Jesus, may your fingers be ripped from that monopoly, whether they've let you in or not, we declare America is the land of the free because of the brave. Here we go. Make this declaration against the ism. we bind all the effects of the isms. It is impossible for you, for your wickedness, your weakness, to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. God said, touch not my anointed, and do not profit no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to this promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have turned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. And we declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. And every bit you have done, you fall into it yourself immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are building, the walls of righteousness. Now the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. I love this group. I love our family. I love Sister Sunday sits over here on YouTube, keeps that thing down and going and moving. All y'all on YouTube, come and join her. Us over here on Facebook, making it happen. Blog Talk Radio, making it happen. And listen, on Saturday night, Brother what is his name? Dwayne Byerly is going to put us on a Zoom situation with Facebook. And tomorrow morning at 0800, Brother Dwayne and I are going to make it come together, figure it out. Because Saturday night, it's the United States of America in prophecy in the end times events. Ends. Hallelujah. Those big words Sister Land's preaching now. Us the living to be dedicated
to the unfinished work
which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fathers we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain, and that this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom
right here,
right now, today. And this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom, holy life. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Amen.
What does Zoom mean?
Zoom means you own a Dodge Ram and you can go fast. Zoom is the platform like Facebook and YouTube and that, where you can broadcast a video and people online and watch you while you're broadcasting. But Dwayne will be using Zoom at his house and streaming our Facebook feed through that Zoom.
Yeah. It's like,
so all you got to do is just show up here Saturday night like we always do. There's no change in it. And he and I are going to be able to talk back and forth together. And it's a whole new level of understanding about what we do. And it's a good level. And he's fixing to show me how to do it, and I'm pretty excited about it.
It's like for the birthday party, Rebecca, except this time we won't all be on this pastor and Dwayne will be able to watch them.
Right. It's like that, but see, the birthday party was Messenger. And this is a different platform.
Different.
But Saturday night, just show up here. If you're somebody that knows how to make one of those, what do you call them, invitation, an event, a Facebook event, I mean, we can do it. But we got so much going right now anyways. If you know how to make an event for Saturday night for the America and End Time Prophecy and make an event for us here on the COF page, we would really like that so that you guys can send it around. Now, we're already at Wednesday. And we need, if you're one of those people that know how to do that, then say, hey, Pastor, I can make it happen. And it's Saturday night. It's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific. And if you're out in the water, we're just glad y'all stopped on by, whatever time it is. And it'll be a blessing to everybody that shows up. It's going to be a good study. At the end, we're actually going to have a question and answer session with Brother Don. Brother, the dude is changing his name. Or he's bringing somebody that. Matter of fact, that's probably what it is. Don, I don't know who you are, but show up on Saturday night. You're supposed to be there.
That's a good explanation, Phyllis. There's a video with people sharing selfies. So funny.
Now, what else we got to talk about? It's already 10 after 8, probably not much, do we?
We've talked a lot. If anybody thinks of anything,
wait, if you don't feel like we've already talked enough tonight, just communicate and have fun as a family, then when the program's done, go back and start and watch it, because there's an hour of us sitting here talking and having fun tonight. And that's a good thing. And, you know, we went today to buy speakers after they didn't work last night. We made it all the way down to the Salvation Army and helped take care of them folks and got a set of speakers for $5.
And they work really well.
And they work really well. So if one of you tonight will call in on the Blog Talk Radio channel and just say hi, it'll help me be able to test the efficacy of these speakers.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right. Let's get to our teaching for tonight. We're in a series right now called The Holy Spirit in Our Daily Lives. I'll tell you something. It's very interesting where the Holy Spirit has taken us every night. I saw things last night I'd never seen before. But that seems to be the way it is with me every single day here, is I see things every day from God that I never saw before. And you know what? I'm really liking the revelation. This is what Jesus said in the garden. He said, to him that has more will be given, and to him that does not have, in other words, those that ain't doing anything with what they got, he said, even what they have will be taken away. Now, I don't like that. I don't like that taking away stuff, but here's the deal. If you're not going to enter in with God, Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. Wait a minute. Let's go back and check that again. Jesus said, if you're not with me, you're against me. Those are the words of Jesus the Christ, Samuel the Cottle. That is Jesus the Christ. And thank God that you and I get to be with. Aren't you glad that God's so full of mercy? What was the verse you just put up? A righteous man regards the life of his animal, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Talking about over here.
What's this stuff? Rebecca and Becca were talking about being animal advocates and when animals are being mistreated. It's
What are you laughing for? Because my lip did not say all the words that you thought it said. Now, here we go. Did I already say here we go? Let's go tonight, right now. I know Sister Sunday's connected with me over here about the Holy Spirit. Hang in there, girl. We got this, you and me. They're going to talk about animals and dogs and horses and cats. You and me just stay focused on the Holy Spirit. They'll come around at some point out of the comments and say, oh, we're talking about the Holy Spirit.
So Pastor and Sunday will be on YouTube the rest of the night. They'll be lost on Facebook. Oh my goodness. So yeah, tell me where we're going first.
This is a lot different than church. That's what we're doing is something ain't nobody ever saw us before anyways. So, you know, how many times in church do you carry on a conversation about dogs, cats, and horses while the preacher's speaking? You're like, no. You look over at Sister So-and-so, but you don't say the words out loud because the pastor would be like, what?
It is funny. We're all together in a church. Well, we in a card showing them to each other.
The first time we're all together, in a place in our actual service, and everybody will be on their phone. And the new people will be like, what is wrong with these people? And we'll be falling out of our seats going, whoa, the Holy Ghost is all over me. And they'll be like what they said to Paul last night. You are gone mad. You can't get me. Well,
so funny.
You know, but that's the power of this.
It really is.
That's the power of it. And you're going to tell me that we haven't all grown in God? No. And the reality is, you and I have been able to, I don't know how we did it. But, it's just the Holy Spirit. That's right. That's right. It's the Holy Spirit taking us past anything we've ever seen. Because somehow we didn't let it stop us. We actually used it to propel us.
Yeah.
Isn't that an interesting thought? It actually didn't stop us. It propelled us to what we are today. And this is a powerful place. People look forward to coming here, guys. Yeah. There's a whole lot of people that watch this program, and they don't ever say hi. They don't ever do nothing. But there's hundreds of people who watch our program. Why? Because of the light that's here. Someday they'll make a post. They probably got to get over themselves. What is it, Dr. Wayne says? Well, while you're getting over yourself, let's turn to this.
Well, with some people, though, it is just shyness.
Right. Right, and there's no, and wait, I'm not down on that in any way. I'm not. And what I'm really trying to say is thank you, COF,
yes,
for being so welcoming.
Yes, and they are. Somebody knew
thank you for not interrupting my message, just talking about cats and dogs.
Yeah. No problem. Carry on.
Or your favorite movie. Hallelujah. So, to John chapter 7.
All right. I'm there.
John chapter 7. And I'm actually, oh my, isn't that something? I wasn't going to go here, but that's where we're going to go. Here we go. All right. Do it, Jesus. Let's go. Verse 10 through verse 40. It's interesting all of a sudden that the Holy Spirit is having me read large portions of Scripture.
Yeah, I have noticed that. It's not just...
Have you noticed that? Yeah. But you think about the value of that. Because that helps us see the whole picture that's going on. Not just grabbing a verse. I'm telling you guys, I've been on the phone and messenger the last several days with Dr. Barkley, Brother Terry Mize, other leaders. And there has never been such rampant deception in the history of the world. And the danger in it is that social media makes it look real. God don't care if you got 10,000 people in a building. He cares whether you welcomed his spirit in that building, whether you got two. Or 2 million. God don't care how big your building is or how it looks. And he spent $1 billion in our day money. God spent $1 billion to build the temple that David built. He don't care. Money don't impress him. A rocking band? What is that? It's just noise. Void of the presence of God. A bunch of programs. That'll just wear everybody out and teach and make a bunch of Marthas like Jesus said. Because he's not after the worship. He's after the worshiper. He doesn't want you to be religious. He wants you to become one with him. And that comes by revelation. Well, this is going to be a fun night. Hold your Bible up. I keep doing this right when Sister Leanne goes to get coffee. It's too funny. I ask her for coffee. She goes and gets it, and then I do confession while she's gone. It's all right.
Is it on purpose?
It is not on purpose. It's not on purpose. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's hold her Bible up. Pray this with me. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe.
I am what it says
I am.
Wow. Listen to this. I am what he says I am.
Amen. I am what he says I am.
I go do what he tells me to do.
I go do what he tells me to do.
See, Jesus is the living word. Today I will be taught the word of God. And it is changing my life.
Is changing my
because
life.
That's what he's designed to do. I receive it as a seed. That is producing a hundredfold and more.
In my life.
In the name of Jesus. Beyond me. Beyond this camera, this computers. Beyond this technology. Beyond anything that any of us know, Holy Spirit, come to us right now and give us a revelation of who Jesus is. Show us the path and the way to oneness with the Father. Show us. We choose to walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless all of the community of faith family, wherever they are tonight. Lord, those who are struggling, help them get here tonight. No more struggle. Those that have turned and walked away, help them get back. Those that have a busy life, they can't always be here. Bless them. We bless our community of faith to be strong and to be stable and to be solid and to grow and develop and to conquer this world. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our friends all over the whole world to be blessed by you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's read John 10, 37, 38, and 39 first, and then we'll go back to verse 10. Ready? And on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Wait, that's what Jesus did. He stood up and cried out. 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Say this with, fill me, Holy Spirit.
Fill me, Holy Spirit.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, in every part of my life, in Jesus' mighty name. We're going now to verse 10. But when his brothers had gone, they went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. They came and said, are you going? Like, I'm not going. There's going to be a big old bunch of people. Jesus. The Jews sought him at the feast and said, where is he? And there was much complaining among the people concerning him. Some said he's good. Others said, no, on the contrary, he deceives the people. However, no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Pause.
You
I just need not to sit so close to the Bible. I just like my coffee close when I'm reading the Bible.
Yeah, but you flail way too much.
All right, let's get, here we are, verse 12. They were complaining. 13, no one spoke openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and he taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, how does this man know letters, having never studied? What is he saying? How does he have a degree or studied in our university? How does he have letters? He didn't have a handful of letters like this. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about letters, which is like Master of Divinity, you know, a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, doctor. Jesus answered them and said, get this right now, guys. My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Who sent Jesus? The Father. If anyone wills to do his will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. I love this when Jesus starts teaching like this. This is just rich. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. Do not do that. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him, and no unrighteousness is in me. Jesus was taught righteousness from the Father. Jesus received his righteousness from the Father. Where do you and I receive our righteousness from? Jesus, which comes from the Father. Jesus provided it, and Jesus is the sacrificial lamb, and Jesus stands there every day saying, will you receive my righteousness? And many people are like, no, I'm going to use my own. It doesn't work. I want to use it anyways. Just let me keep trying in my own strength. Stop trying in your strength. You can't do it anyways. Pastor, I just want to prove to Jesus I can be good. I got a word for you. I got a word for you since we got all the Southern with us. You ain't going to do it in your own strength because nobody has ever done it in their own strength. That preacher looked at me that day and said, have you ever noticed in your own strength you can't beat sin? I'm like, man, I guess. He goes, nobody can. And I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? He goes, nobody can. He said, that's what the righteousness of faith is all about. You believe God, and he makes you his righteousness. I said, you mean I don't have to worry about this just received? He goes, yeah, I just jumped up and started shouting and dancing. Woo, glory be to God. Why? Because it's an amazing revelation. I quit all my striving and just received it.
And then it just seems to go away.
And it just goes away. Why?
Yeah.
He made you his righteousness. Oh, I'm off on that subject. Can't get there. 19. Did not Moses give you the law, but none of you keeps the law? Speak to kill me. The people answered and said, you have a demon. Which of us is to kill you? Jesus answered and said, I did one work, and you all marveled. Moses, therefore, gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. Oops. You wicked sinners, circumcising a man on the Sabbath. Getting ready to go to church. Well, let's circumcise you first, and then we'll go to church. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath so that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry with me because I made a man completely well on the Sabbath? Do not judge according to appearance, but according to righteous judgment.
Amen. Nitpicky finger pointers anyway.
Nitpicky finger pointers. Somebody write it down, Sister Leanne, said it. You bunch of nitpicky pointy fingers. Oh, y'all put them long bony finger condemnation away. Wait, I heard a really powerful statement today. I got a check right now in the realm of the spirit. I should make it. Well, it matches this statement right here that says, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. When you read all of the verses of the Bible about judging another person, there's like a really big old huge serious doctrine that you get to believe. And you're like, wow, ooh, wow, ooh, look at that one, woo! What is it doing? It's causing you to say, well, I ain't doing that, I ain't doing that. Forgive me, Lord, I said that once, Jesus help me. But watch what Jesus is doing to these guys. They're mocking him because he did good on the Sabbath. He healed a man on the Sabbath. They're like, who do you think you are? What did he say? Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. I remember back in the day when Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger, and that other guy fell. There was three of them. Jim Baker was in a mess because he walked away from Wisdom and his father's with PTL. But Jimmy Swaggart had coaches home wanted to have it. Good place for a Bible college, don't you know? And he exposed Jim Baker. Well, guess what happens when you expose somebody else?
Fall by the same sin.
Fall by the same sword. You do. Was Jim Baker wrong? Yeah. Isn't it something that Jimmy Swaggart's sin was the same thing Jim Baker's was? I don't remember the other guy's name, but it's not about naming names, but these are men that are in, that were in a very serious amount of public sight to see it. You see what Jesus said? Do not judge according to appearance. Judge by righteous judgment. You know why he said that? Because you can be totally right in what you see, and as soon as you open your mouth to speak it, you're completely wrong. And now judged by Almighty God. These people are looking at Jesus saying, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm healing somebody? And look what I said. You got a demon. I don't have no demon. I just healed somebody. Is it making any sense?
Yes. Well, it is to me because
wait, Pastor, why are you saying that? Because, guys, in these end times with social media like it is, well, it's the old saying we all live by. Nothing is as it first appears. Nothing. And when you open your mouth to say it, you just dug a big old hole for yourself to fall into. Keep yourself out of those holes. Don't make your brother fall. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love endures all things. Love never fails. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Brother Roger, I need bongos. Listen, what's the point, Pastor? Jesus is teaching so far beyond them. Why? Because he follows the Holy Spirit in daily life. You and I got to get so bold right now in our lives that we are quick to look at people and say, brother, sister, you're about to mess your whole life up. And if I were you, I would change and I would do it right now, right now, right now. Why? Because in the last days, if you think what we see right now is powerful, wait till you see what's coming. They're building robots that are going to look like humans. You won't be able to tell the difference till you get up real close to them. This whole thing with the movies and everything they can make. No, you're gonna better get this book open. You better stick to this. It's something. Goodness sakes alive. This is not in my notes at all. But look at where God has just taken us. Judge by a righteous judgment. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. Did anybody see me posting during the worship time? Prodigals come home. Prodigals come home.
Yeah.
Prodigals come home. Well, they're not going to come home if you got a bony, long, bony finger of condemnation. And they're also not going to come home if you're acting like them. I preach better than you're staring and smiling at me right now. Here we go. Verse 24. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. 25. Some of them from Jerusalem said, is this not the man whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? Do you see what's going on? Right there amongst their own ranks, they're like, wait, that guy are all trying to kill that guy, and they ain't doing a thing right now. And look at what they said. They must believe that Jesus truly is the Christ. How can Jesus function like this in front of all these people who are trying to kill him? Because he's filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and God is downloading on the inside of him everything he needs to know right while he's walking through it. And I am telling you right now, God is moving. I'm not staring, I'm laughing. Oh, goodness sakes alive. I'm reading 26 again because it's so good. But look, he speaks bold, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ? Look at Acts 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Some people say, well, you don't need all that Holy Spirit. Are you kidding me? The Holy Spirit is the power that you need that makes you bold and righteous at the same time. Say it. I want to be bold and I want to be righteous. Here's the thing about being righteous, guys. Righteousness brings you so much boldness because when you look at your life, you're like, well, I don't sin. I don't have to worry about. I don't sin. We do not sin. You know why? Because we have accepted Jesus' righteousness, and we walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus every single day. We say it to each other all the time. Do you realize that we have actually lived this long in our life with no sin whatsoever? Well, Pastor, you can't brag about that. That's not bragging, and nobody be condemned. That's revelation where you really just realize that you're like, wait a minute. He gave me his righteousness. It fills every part of my life. That means there's no room for any other part of it. And why would I ever allow any human tendency to stop the beauty and the glory of the righteousness of God?
Amen.
What, some lust? Are you serious? And lose the beautiful righteousness of Jesus that I'm living in? No way. No way. An offense? No. No, I love. I can't make you love me, but you can't keep me loving you.
Amen. There you go.
Want me to say it again? I can't make you love me, but you can't keep me from loving you. Of God anointed him with the Holy Spirit power, he went about doing good, healing all the pests of the devil, for God was with him. When you start driving out the devil, you're going to have to be bold. Watch this. Acts 4, 28, 29, actually. Lord, look on their threats and grant to us your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy son Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. I need somebody on the organ.
Well, you have your shofar there.
I go to the faith conference in Chicago with Dr. Bill Winston. It's one of the greatest conferences of the nation. It's just faith. It's wide open faith from Sunday night through Friday night. And you just like, you're saturated in faith. One of the preachers that comes, his name is Tudor Bismarck.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Zambia. Zimbabwe. He's from Zimbabwe. And he brings his own organist on the B3. And he'll say, give me a G. And he's preaching, give me a G. And the guy will strike a G chord. And he starts a hooping and a hollering in the G chord while he's preaching it. And you get up and shout, glory be to God. Pastor, do you even know where you are? Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. I was, okay, good. Wilma God, you're back. I'm thinking, what verse did he give? I missed it.
Acts 4, 28-31.
These girls are right on it.
They are.
They're good.
They are. And the Holy Spirit moves so fast here, it takes about 8 people just to keep up with him. But that's all right. That's all right. Watch this. I am now back in John chapter 7, verse 27. However, we know where this man is from. But when the Christ comes, no one knows where he is from. So what do they got? They got a twisted doctrine there they're trying to figure out. That's how you figure it out. Jesus cried out as he taught in the temple, saying, you both know me, and you know where I'm from, and I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. But I know him, for I am from him, and he sent me. We are in John chapter 7. And the ladies got it. We are in John chapter 7, and we're down to verse 30. Therefore, they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. And many of the people believed in him and said, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these, which this man has done? What does that mean? Jesus was doing a lot of signs. You think about it. Everywhere Jesus went, he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. I'm done with a few being healed.
Yes. Amen.
Everybody say it with me. Here at the COF.
Here at the COF.
Everybody gets healed.
Everybody gets healed. Amen.
And we stay the line until we see it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we prayed it off and it left. Glory. Amen. That's good, Rebecca. Let's do 30 again. Therefore, they sought to take him, but no one laid a hand on him. His hour had not yet come. Many of the people believed in him and said, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than these, which this man does? The book of John, at the end, John writes, and if the world could contain all the books, let's see, this is John 21:25, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. The last verse in the book of John is that there ain't even enough room in all the earth if it was all written out, but Jesus did in 33 and a half years. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's go to 32. The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. All right. So these people back here a couple of verses ago, like, if these guys are trying to capture him, there he is. Why aren't they capturing him? Well, then they heard that the people said, why aren't they capturing him? So what do they do? They can't be shamed. So they're like, well, we better go figure out what to do and capture him. 33. Jesus said to the guys that came to capture him. I'm in verse chapter 7, verse 33. I'll slow down just a little. I shall be with you a little while longer. And then I go to be with him who sent me. You will seek me and not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. They're coming. Wait, they're coming to pick him up and take him. And Jesus is like, I'm getting ready to go, and you guys can't stop me. And where I'm going, you can't be there. You got to love Jesus. The Jews said among themselves, where does he intend to go that we cannot find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Gentiles? What is this thing that he said? You will seek me and not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. Well, you guys, watch this. John 7:36 is where we are. Look at what Jesus just taught him. You will seek me and you will not find me. Why? Because you cannot go where I'm going. Why did Jesus speak in parables? It concealed the truth to some people who was not ready to receive it, and it revealed the truth to those who was ready to receive it. To those who's ready to receive it, they get an abundance more revelation. To those who are not ready to receive it, even the revelation that they have is taken away from them. Why? Because everything about our life is just looking at Jesus every day saying, I receive you in my life by the Holy Spirit of God. I want you to think about this. Do you realize when you wake up in the morning, God's already got your steps planned out for you? You want to see that? That is Proverbs chapter 4. The 18. Proverbs 4, the path of the just is like the shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Let's read it again. The path of the just is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter to the perfect day. Say this. When I wake up in the morning, the Lord already has my path laid out. He does. Our challenge every day is that our ears are open to his plan. Yeah. And that we walk in those paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Psalm 23. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hold on just a second. Go with me to Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And look what it says. You will show me the path of life. When you wake up tomorrow, speak this word. You're going to see the path of life. Why? In your presence is fullness of joy, and life forevermore. Psalm 23, verse 3, we just said it. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. See, this is why I get so bold with the fact that says we don't sin. Why? Because we just all of a sudden receive Jesus' righteousness and surrender to that righteousness and said, there ain't nothing we're keeping in our life that ain't righteous. There ain't nothing, even if you don't like the English.
Well, you lose the desire for
anything. You lose that desire. Why? Because you're filled with righteousness. Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Psalm 25, verse 10. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. Where is he leading you? Mercy and truth. Who's the two hound dogs following you?
Mercy and truth.
Goodness and mercy follow you all the days of your life. Two hound dogs of heaven. Psalm 119:35. Just all of a sudden, let's just dig up some verses on the path. Psalm 119, verse 35. Excuse me. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. See, when we get this, that this is all laid out for us, all of a sudden, we're like, hold, I don't want all that other stuff. You're still going to put in flowers if you like flowers. You're going to still go hiking if you want to go hiking. You're still going to, all of those things. God doesn't change that in you. He took all of that and puts it on the path of righteousness. And you're like, whoa, this is the greatest place I've ever been. You know why? Because when you live here, you just look at everybody else and you're bold. You know why you can be bold? Because you just aren't going to go sin. Now, if you're fighting this battle and you don't feel like you're winning, I want you to make sure you contact me and say, Pastor, help me fight this battle so I can win. Because I want to help you see this revelation and win. Because all it is a revelation. And as soon as you get that revelation, what happens? You start winning beyond anything you've ever won before. You get so fired up, you tell everybody about it. Well, you're excited, Pastor. I am excited. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 9. Are you enjoying these path verses?
Sure am.
I am. Sister Wong, we're going to put them all in an order, and we're going to be able to speak into an audio for you. Proverbs 2, 9.
You know, she does an amazing job with that.
Thank you, Sister Wilma.
Yes, thank you.
Let's see. Let's go clear back to 7. 6. Through 9. Proverbs 2, 6 through 9. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He's a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Say it. I'm a saint. You are a saint. Then you will understand righteousness and justice equity, and every good path. Proverbs 4, verse 11, 10 through 13. Because I'm going to beat you, Pastor. I'm just going to beat you. Watch this. Proverbs 4, 10 through 13. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. I'll read it one more time. Just one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold of instruction and do not let go. She is your life. Jesus said, you, Pharisees, are going to seek me, and you won't be able to find me. He wasn't prophesying it as doom for every one of them, because many Pharisees believed. Nicodemus was one of them. The verse of scripture that we have where it says, whoever believes on him will not perish but have everlasting life, that's to Nicodemus, a Pharisee, who was afraid to come to Jesus during the day and came at night.
Yeah.
It didn't matter to Jesus. Why? Because Jesus wanted him to walk with him. And now let's read 37, 38, 39, and 40 to finish. John 7, 37 through 40. Say this with me. Holy Spirit, lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit saying, walk with me and be thou holy, and then not giving us the ability to do it? Doctrine of man. And that's just the doctrine of the spirit of religion. It keeps you from, you actually can, you can actually truly live holy. You actually get to 37. On the last day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, this, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. This he spoke of the Holy Spirit, whose those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Verse 40, therefore, many from the crowd, when they heard this, this is the prophet. Say this with me. Out of my belly, out of my innermost being, flows rivers of living water. And those rivers, see, those rivers have their fountain ability from the power of the Holy Spirit in your life and mine. My 12-year-old just asked, are you still listening to that man pray? Good night, Sunday. We love you. Think about this. Jesus said, out of your belly, not out of his, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. When you think that the Holy Spirit is living, centered in, dwelling in, residing in, dwelling in the very innermost part of your being, all of his power, how do you lose? You can't. How do you win? You have to win. You have to. Why? Because he's living in you. And see, the answer is, can you imagine teaching this kind of revelation to a kid who's 4 years old? Kids that grew up in homes where they're in the faith movement. These kids are the most amazing believers there are. Why? They've been casting out demons, healing the sick since they were 6 years old. They're filled with the power and the anointing of Almighty God at an early age. Samuel was 8 years old when the Spirit of Almighty God said to him, go speak this judgment against the great high priest. He was 8 years old. See, that river of living water that's on the inside of you and me, that river is flowing night and day by the Holy Spirit of God. Our problem is that we face is we live in a natural world. And that natural world tries to limit what it is the Spirit of God's trying to do in our life every single day. Because here's what happens. You're all spiritual. You're all supernatural. And then all of a sudden, here comes this thing, and it's in your face, and it's screaming in your face. And you're like, no, get out of my way. I'm filled with the Spirit. Scream, scream, scream. Get out of my way. I'm filled with the Spirit. Scream, scream, scream. And what you and I got to do is drive that distraction out of our life and say, no, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and I will not. We'll be like Nehemiah, the guys on the wall. I am not coming down off this wall to mess with you, bunch of yahoos.
Yeah, amen.
Why? Got too big a job to do. You got too much to get done in God. Mess around? No. No. Out of my belly, out of my innermost being, it's a river. No, flows rivers, plural, at least two, of living water. And you know what that is? That's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now you know why Romans 8:11 says the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you. And that Spirit that dwells in you is going to flow up out of you and give life to your mortal body. Not your supernatural spirit. It's giving life to your mortal body. That means this stuff right here. That means that muscles should be getting stronger, not weaker. Some of you got to start saying, I got some push-ups. My daughter, 60 years old, came into my room about a week ago and asked me the same thing. Amen, fellas. My flat rock outside our front door has this verse written on it. Psalm 119:105. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I just don't get this. I'm getting half the comments here that I'm getting over here. But whatever you do, don't hit the refresh button. I speak it to my granddaughter every day and night. My granddaughter asked me to tell her a story about Jesus and the Holy Spirit and other people in the Bible. Come on, Becca, that is awesome.
It is, I love
that
it.
Is awesome. That's how you get it done. That's what my mom and dad did. And to some of you, I've shown you the CDs, an animated story of the Bible. And I'm going to tell you, it's really good to get your kids a great understanding of the Word of God.
It is. And we even still love listening to them. They did such an amazing job writing those stories.
Yep. And what's written there?
Not writing.
What they did, that production, I'll send it to you. If you got kids, you want them to listen to it? You know what's good about it? If you'll sit down and listen as a family, it makes you shut that TV off. Now, I want you to hear this. When we were kids, when I was a kid, let's say when I was 6 years old, seven, my mom and dad bought these records, there was a traveling salesman coming through the community, and he was selling what was called Bible Story Records. And it was a set of, I don't know, like 50 of them. One or 76. The 33s. It was the big one on the player. And there was like 50 of them in a case. There was like a big old box case. And there was 50 albums there, not regular albums. And it was the story of the Bible. So it was all the stories from Genesis clear through the book of Acts. And my mom and dad, that's what we did. We didn't own a TV. My mom and dad didn't have a TV in their house till I was 22 years old. You might say, Pastor, how did you even survive? You didn't even watch baseball. Didn't want to. I didn't have no desire for it. Why? Because when they played these records, I got to paint my own picture in my own mind about what was going on. And I got to see David killing Goliath and cutting his head off. I got to see Gideon blasting the trumpet around that Midianite camp. I saw it with my own eyes. Yeah. What did it do? It built my imagination. Yeah. What's the TV do? It takes out all the imagination you need because it's painting the picture for you. I won't look at anybody when I say it, but I think it makes you a numbskull.
It really does. It engages your mind much more, like you said. You build your own picture.
My mom is here.
Remember it better.
Hi, Mom. Love you. And thank you for teaching me the Word of God like you did.
Yeah.
Everybody say hi to my mom.
Hi. Hello, hello. We love you. Glad you're on.
Dog.
I don't see her on.
Dog gone. It spell. Oh, spell check. But Rebecca, just don't worry about it. Whatever you do, don't throw your new phone across the room because spell check messed up. But wait, why are you saying that? Because some of you have small children. You're like, Pastor, what can I do for them? And you can literally, this is an animated Bible, and you can literally buy these. I forget how many's in the CD pack. Like, it's broke up into like sets of 12. Something. And you can literally buy these and your kids literally sit down together and say, let's sit here and enjoy this lesson about God and the Bible. Their little eyes will light right up because what are they doing? They're seeing a picture in their own mind. It's going to bring questions like crazy out of them. Why? Because they're getting to see something that is out. It's not played out in front of them. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, I used to think as a kid, well, someday I'll grow up and I'll turn all these in not records. I'll turn them back. I'll turn them into movies. That's what I said. Yeah. Sitting on this side, it's like, don't do no movies. Make some sound effects and get them kids' brains going and help them see who our God is in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, what? That's right. Mom loved him so much, she bought 10 sets to sell to others, and just about everybody in our church had a set of them. And they trained you to understand and know the things of God. Now, what does that have to do with the Holy Spirit, Pastor? Well, not a whole lot, but it's because of what Becca said about her kids asking about the stories. I highly recommend these. I've bought them for my own grandsons.
Yeah.
Why? Because I want them to have it. It was, you might say, really, Pastor? Go ahead. Everybody say, really, Pastor?
Really, Pastor.
Yeah, really. When I first came out here, in truck in the oil field, I was like, well, I grew up on them. I want my grandsons to have them, so I better listen to them and see if they're actually what I think they were, or if I was, you know, whatever.
Just a little kid.
So I bought a set and carried them in the semi with me. I listened to the Old Testament over and over and over and over. I'm like, I'm forgetting some of these stories. This is really good. And it was the same It was the exact same recording when I was a kid. They never changed it. They did such an excellent job. Here we are in 2020, and it's the same recording, the same voices that they had when I was a kid in the 70s.
And it's just as good to you now and as it was then. Yeah.
I listened to it over and over riding in the truck.
Yeah. Well, we did here, too.
Until I got in one truck, and then the CD player held one of my favorite audio music CDs, and I'm like, well, I ain't trusting no CD player to ever eat another one. Matter of fact, I bought a CD player radio box and sat it in the front seat of the truck, but too much washboard, it wouldn't pull. Anyways, I really encourage you, and if you want that information.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Bible video game would probably reach more for kids. It would.
My story, my time.
My Bible, or my story hour.
My story hour.
Bible hour story. My Bible story hour. My hour of Bible and the stories.
You
know, the CDs out underneath the TV.
The information.
Well, anyway, if it's something you want, I'd be glad to help you get connected to it because it's really powerful. And like Felicia's saying, for older kids, they're not going to like it as much. Maybe. For younger kids, they will love it because it makes their little brains go, makes their little minds really go. And just tell them, tell me what you see. When you get done, just say, tell me what you see. And they'll paint you a picture and show you how David killed Goliath, how Samson, killed a lion, carried away the gates of the city. Woo! How the axe head floated and they threw the stick in. Yeah, you can do it. Anyways, let's circle the wagons and bring ourselves back to where we are. Out of your belly, your innermost beings, shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke of the Holy Spirit, who had not been poured out yet. This is what their CD pack looks like. Your story hour. See if I can keep myself focused here. It's very good. This is album one. This takes you from Adam and Eve to the miracles of the Red Sea. In this one CD album. And when you get it, it'll have an extra video of Dr. Strive at no cost. All right, you probably won't have that anymore. And it just comes like a regular CD pack. And you're all right, Rebecca. We love you. Wait. It's okay, Rebecca. Everybody here knows you're a blonde. No, Rebecca's not a blonde. She's not a scatterbrain. We love you, Rebecca. Wait. Do you guys ever think that you have a problem sometimes being focused?
Sometimes a little bit.
Only when you guys make me do it. See how easy it is to point your finger at somebody else?
Yeah.
Look at Wilma. Hey, now. Don't be talking about them blondes. Wait. With all due respect to all blondes, when some man that I have is blonde there, so I ain't made no fun of nobody. Wait, here comes my mom telling stories. Don't leave yet. It's fixing to get good.
Yeah, you need to call in.
Yeah, call in on Blog Talk Radio, Mom. I remember when you would listen to all of Joseph. Be sure Dad would preach on Joseph on Sunday. I never thought about that. But, you know, what's cool about it is when it rained, that's what we did. We lived in a cedar swamp, so you couldn't go out in there and play because that black dirt was really nasty tracking the house. And there was five of us a year apart, so Mom didn't want all them hoofers coming through with black dirt on them. Yeah, we all have our time. Now, but here's the revelation of it. Us to learn. And we got to where we enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And we would say, anybody want to listen to records? And now we'd go sit down and start listening to the records. And when we did the story of Joseph, my mom had a really solid, real solid piano bench for the piano. Like, I don't know where she got this thing, but this thing was oak. And if you turned it over, it made a really good train. Woo, woo! That you could sit on. But when we did Joseph, we'd put my brother Joe up there and put a robe on him and wrap a towel around his head, zap, zap, and knee. We'd bow the knee to him.
So
well, yeah, his name's Joseph. All right, so you get to be Joseph today. All right. I get to be 8 years old in the what? Speak, Lord, you're serving yours. So, what's the point of it? I have no idea, but I sure like to sell these, just like my mom said. I really like to sell these. If you got small children, I really like to sell these because you can put on the inside of your kid's life. Do you remember how much this was? Like $45?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's like $45. But it's like this one goes all the way from creation clear to Moses in the Red Sea. And some of you as an adult, you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Absolutely.
And it would give you a basic foundation in it. All right, here we go. Grandpa Cottle made the bench from oak that grew on the tree on the farm.
Oh.
Wait, Mom, call in and tell some more stories about listening to the Bible story records.
That's why it was so solid.
Grandpa was a really good carpenter. You know what, Felicia? That is the truth. That is the truth. Hello. Christmas presents.
Yes.
Buy them now. Get them all ready. And just say, now listen. Grandma loves you. Your mama loves you. And I'm going to give you something that's of absolute importance. Because you know what? They can't listen to them if they don't have them. But they can listen to them if they do have them.
Mm.
And everywhere my brothers, Joe, and my sister and I went, we knew the Bible better than anybody. The stories. Well, why? Because Mom strapped this on the couch. She put seatbelts on the couch and snapped this in. She wouldn't just even get up. She wouldn't even hardly feed us.
So you just got done telling us about flipping over her organ. Dressing your brother up.
How many sets are there? Well, you know, I'm not really sure on that. They got one here. So you got all the Bible. I think if we got clear to the Red Sea, I think there's four. I think there's one. There's three more. Two more for the New Old Testament. And one for the new, maybe there's two, maybe there's five altogether.
Yeah.
Five for the whole Bible. And then, check this out, I got one that is the heritage of our country series about the great presidents, the founding fathers. And they've got another one, Patterns of Destiny, about great people. And then there's one of Adventures in Life series. These are all about great people that are part of our great American heritage. And it's just another one of those tools that helps you our family. And you know, they're only like a half an hour long, right? Yeah, it's like a half an hour long. I used a slingshot to get food. Okay. All right. Well, here comes the truth. I have come to tell the truth. Here it comes.
All five of you lined up on the sofa with your feet.
I love you, Mom. That's really good. Oh, goodness sakes alive. Goodness sakes alive. Now, who knows what time it is? What are we doing? I don't know, but we're having fun, Pastor, so don't interrupt it. All right? We're having fun.
I am still getting this to the whole family as a Christmas present. It's a great,
amen,
great present.
It is. It's wonderful. And really not that expensive. Mm-hmm. And you will lead your kids. The younger you can start, the more they'll love it. You can lead those kids. They'll love God's word. Because kids automatically love God. You and I are the ones that teach them to hate or to hate others. You and I are the ones that teach that. They're not afraid. They want all of God they can get because that's what their nature is. And when we start young, then we build on the inside of them who God is. And it's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I borrowed that from Bob's phone. I love having my mom come on the program with
me. I know, I do too.
It's like, mom shows up and I'm like, uh-oh, let's see, what did I say tonight? Let's see. It's all clear. It's all clear. I don't lie. I don't tell no lies. Ain't no sense of lying. They'll come around smacking the back of the head. Live in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And that's a wonderful thing. And wait, I gave you that. It's called Your Story Hour. And that's the website, yourstoryhour.org. That's the website, yourstoryhour.org. Wait until you're 12 years old, looks at you and says, I know God. Come on. Come on. Come on. They don't have a head full of junk for them not to believe him. Now, there's some things got to guide your children in. It really is. But some kids who say they have a friend, that friend may be an angel.
Yeah, there you go.
But don't let the friend be the wicked either in the right path. Remember the old saying, you're the parent, lead him in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And I think it's amazing. I don't know. If I was 6 years old, Mom, how long did you buy those? If I was six, I was born in 63, so those recordings were made in the 60s. And they are so good that they're still the same. Because as soon as I listen to it, I'm like, it's the same person's voice that was that guy when I was a kid. And those recordings may have been made in the 50s. And here they are 70 years later, still reaching people. They were so anointed. And the power of it. And no, I don't get anything for selling it. But put your money together with me and help me. We'll buy the organization and keep it right and holy and don't let nobody do anything.
Bible Cult Alive Album 2.
Five series. All right. It is time.
$36.
It's 36 right now on sale? Mm-hmm. All right. It's time to circle wagons and receive communion. Pastor, how in the world are you going to make this all about the Holy Spirit now that you've done all this? Because let us right into this. He shows you things to come. He brings all things to your remembrance, and he's the helper in our daily life. He helps you do the things that set your family up for a good, for a great, great benefit. Some of you, I encourage you, stick that CD set in the car. And when you go down, you got to drive somewhere, do them yourself. Why? Because as an adult, you'll be like, wow, I never knew that. The cool thing about this is it's not filled with a whole bunch of religious doctrine. It tells the story of the Bible.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not getting a slant one way or the other. It tells the story of the Bible. And that's a good thing. Jesus took a young child and set them in front of the disciples and said, be like this one. Matter of fact, Mom just plucked the old guitar string, and I got to read it to you. Matthew 18, verses 1 through 9, I'm not reading it all, is dealing with offense. And the disciples started out by saying, who's the greatest? Verse 3, Jesus said, unless you are converted and become as little children. This one doesn't say little child. This one says little children. By no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself as a little child will be the greatest. Whoever receives one of these little child in my name receives me. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for them to take a long walk off a short pier in deep water with a heavy stone. I want you to see something. Why did Jesus bring a little child, a little children, into the midst of offense? Because children will forgive. Adults don't forgive. Little children. Johnny does something to Susie, and Mama says, can you stop? Yes.
Apologize
to her right now. Yes. Go give her a hug. Tell her I'm sorry. And they'll play. And then if Johnny does it again and Mama beats his butt with a paddle, Susie like, I ain't never doing that. And Johnny says, I'm going to do good now. Together we'll forgive. That's what Jesus used in verse 3. And then verse 6 starts talking about offense. You know, you got to be like a little children? Because little children forgive one another. Time to pray. What a night. We talked for an hour about food and song and what a night. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for these good people.
Thank you.
You took all over the Bible tonight. You taught us about walking in the paths of righteousness. You taught us about judging with righteous judgment. You taught us about being filled with the Holy Spirit. And out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water, the Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth and out of all error. He will show you things to come and remind you of everything that Jesus has taught you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for living on the inside of us in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And amen. Children haven't been jaded or corrupted. That's a good statement. Why does that statement show up there but not get over here?
I don't
get that at all. I want all those statements to show up there. Now. That's just amazing. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Let's receive our communion elements together tonight. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered you. Hey, bless you, Felicia. We win. We win, young lady, we win. Make sure you tell James hi, we love him, and we're praying for him. Grab the verse list from Sister Leanne or Sister Wilma. Anybody else is putting one together. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread, drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this. And what is that? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. I love that verse. Get to have boldness because I take the communion elements regularly. Why? As he is the head, so are we the body in this world. 18, perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. We love him because he first loved us. You ever notice that there's people who are afraid to receive communion? You know why? Because somebody taught them a doctrine of fear. Oh, the most beautiful, holy, powerful force that could ever be in their life. There is no fear in love. Stop teaching it in the communion elements. Preaching to the choir.
Amen.
I know. Sing, everybody. Thank God that Jesus showed up to Paul and taught him what communion is all about. If you are a member of the body of Christ, you get to be a part of us. If you have never been born again, pray this prayer of salvation with us right now. Not only will you be right with God, but you'll be able to receive the communion elements. It's a prayer of salvation. It's a prayer of dedication. And it's a prayer of nothing. Hallelujah! I'm walking with God every day. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you.
Every single
day.
In every way.
In every way.
According to the book of John.
According to the book of John.
I know Jesus is the door to salvation.
Jesus is the door to salvation.
And I enter in. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part.
And I know you make me a child of God.
And I know you make me a child of God.
And I thank you. Take your sin. Throw your sin out. Say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
Now reach out and say this. I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness, Jesus.
Filling me right now.
Filling me right now.
And driving out every bit of unrighteousness.
And driving out every bit of unrighteousness.
Amen. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in
power. Understand the Word of God.
The Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly
language. Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful
life. And live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Just like that, you were transformed from darkness to light. If it's the first time you prayed that prayer, you should have experienced it in your life. If it's the 150th time you prayed that prayer, hallelujah, you should be like us, and it should be experiencing it. I pray every day that you experience that revelation, that impartation of Jesus' righteousness into your life. You went from darkness to light, one prayer. You went from fear to faith, one prayer. You went from your sin, which you can't beat. Nobody ever on the face of this earth has the ability in their own human strength to beat it, to Jesus' righteousness, which he now fills you with it and obliterates all the power of sin. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Watch this. Then he adopts you into the family. Makes you an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And makes you a minister of reconciliation. Why? Because you've been reconciled. And now you have the ability to help other people come and find out God. In Jesus' mighty name. This is your first step. You'll have many steps from here on out, but the answer to all of those steps is to just walk with God and trust him completely every single day. Every single day. Because he now lives in you. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are. From now on out. From now on out. In Jesus' mighty name. They put my email address and website in there. So if there's any way I can be a blessing to you, I will be. The website has the communion service on it where you can go there and be a part of that on a regular daily basis. I recommend you receive communion every day. It doesn't have all of talking in the middle of it. It's just the straight up communion service. But here on the program, I need to lead us on. And so you can go there and receive it. The words are laid right out. All you got to do is read it off the page. And God's presence will come right in your house. I got 10 verses I want to give you. 10 solid foundation verses that you need in your life every day. So I encourage you. Send me an email and say, Pastor, send me them verses. I've almost got all my videos edited. So you not only get verses, you get videos that help you. We've got over 400 teachings that can help you walk with God. Send me a video. Send me a video. Send me an email and say, Pastor, help me do this, and I will help you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you ready? Is that it? That is it. We're ready to receive the communion of you. Hold your elements up. We'll bless them, and we'll partake of them together. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus' name,
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying from my body.
Every joint supplying from my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
And the body of Christ in my community.
In the body.
Here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you. That you paid all that price for me. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Reason.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
And I am a new creation.
And I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
All things
have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague
has to pass over.
And cannot be on me and my family.
And cannot be on me or my
family. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus,
by the, blood of
the
Jesus,
accuser of the brethren
the of the
is
brethren,
cast down in my and there's no more condemnation.
There's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be
a
glorious church
glorious
without
church.
Spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice together. Let's sing that chorus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Hold on. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you took all of the sacrifices of the Old Testament and put them in communion so that our lives would never be the same. We give you glory and honor, praise, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
What a great night.
What a night. Once again, this is called Your Story Hour. You guys got me so fired up, I'm ready to go listen to them again.
I was thinking that too. We haven't listened to them in a little bit.
I don't know. When you was on the website, did they have a digital download?
Yes, MP3.
Really? Mm-hmm. So, if you have an MP3 player, there's a digital download. You can get it on your phone or your MP3 player. I don't know if it's phone is MP3 or MP4. But here's the thing that I was just sitting here thinking. We go walk every night when the program's done because we walk every night. There ain't no reason why we ain't listening to them. While we're out there walking, because
we just always have about 15 things we want to do while we're
for out. Those of you that enjoy Dutch sheep, I have he did a book that he wrote called The Glory of His Presence. What's it called?
Why can we not remember the name of this?
Let's see. Do I bind me or loose me right now? I bind me. I loose me right now that I will never again have any question about what this series is called.
The pleasure of his.
The pleasure of his company.
Pleasure.
His presence.
Yeah.
Now, it's 31 devotionals. If you go to my YouTube channel, I have them all from number one, clear down through number 31. I put them all in an order. So if you turn that on, you can actually listen to it start to finish. It won't even stop. You just click play on the first one. And, it'll play all the way through. It's really a really, when you listen to this all the way through like this, it's rich. It's really good. If you'd like me to send you the link for it, rather than to go look for it, then shoot me an email, instant message on Facebook or Messenger, and I'll be glad to send that to you because it's a really good teaching about God wants you, not your work, not your money. He don't want money. He wants you. And he spends 30 days doing it, and it's really good. And while we walk, we get through about six of them, four, six. Blue 42, go. Six. And number six, seven, eight, and nine is so good. We've done them over three times now.
Yeah.
It's just like we get in there, it's like, wow, that's really good. And it's a blessing to you. Well, good night, Wilma. Love you. Becca, love you. Felicia Eicher, we love you. All y'all that didn't sign in, we love you. Dan and Gwen, we love you. Brother Roger Oxy. Brother Al Barton, Tim Fortin, I love you, buddy. Maxine McDowell, we love you. James Byer, we love you. Randy Kidman, love you, brother. Love all y'all that connect with us. Mike and Shannon, we love you. Dave and Gwen, love you. Alan and Angel, Tay and Trisha. Wait, Trey and Tish. Julian and Bamala. Sister Mary Fernandez. We love you guys. Mary, Pastor Rick. All y'all folks that come here, Robert and Kelly.
Kelly Delpert, yeah.
Love you, Mom. Mm-hmm. That was some interesting pictures you sent, Mom, of them houses going up.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
That was really interesting.
What a change. What a change.
What an absolute change. What an interesting deal. Just like that, somebody with some money comes in and takes over. No matter whether you want it or not, there it is. Bam, there it is. We love you guys. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget, Saturday night, Brother Dwayne Byerly will be preaching here all Saturday night about end time events, America, the United States of America, end time prophecy. And then wherever the Holy Spirit takes it. If you're somebody that knows how to make one of those events on Facebook, or you want to sit down and learn, get with us, because we're interested in getting this done so we can send around and have a lot of people show up on Saturday night. Saturday Night Live this week is not going to be question and answers until it gets done. It's going to be the United States of America in end time prophecy. In Jesus' mighty name. The 92nd lady missed it. Ready?
It wasn't because our new speakers weren't working.
Let's see if the new speakers work. Should be right about three. Yep, there it was.
And it still scared me.
Just so you know, that wasn't 10 seconds. That was 12. Right? So I was watching the timer, and I knew it was coming at 10 seconds.
It is kind of a different sound on those, though, yeah, isn't it? Is there an adjustment?
No. It's all right. It'll work. $5 if it. Salvation Army, you can't beat that. All right, sure do love you. Hope we see you again. Love you, Mom. Hugs to you. Hey, no laughing, Rebecca. Come on. I was testing the speakers. Till we see you guys again tomorrow. Remember, we're talking on in the noon programs about Jesus teach us to pray. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Jesus teaches. Today, we just worship all day long.
Yeah.
It's a good program.
Beautiful, beautiful time.
Beautiful time of worship.
And isn't it funny? He even said it. It was sitting there waiting. And
I was watching. Well, it's like it's 14 seconds, and it goes off at 12. You lying dog, it ain't 10 seconds. It's 12 seconds. All right. Phyllis Raymond, we love you. Julian and Bamala, we call you healed. In Africa, we call you blessed. Glacia in Philippines, we love you. All of our friends in the Philippines, we love you guys. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Bless you. Love you. Thank you so much for being a part of us. We love having you a part of this family. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Till we see you again. This is what we say. No more 92nd lady jumping on the bed. Huh. One fell off and broke his head.